We begin the current daf in Masechet Bava Metzia, daf Chavav. We begin on the top line of the Yamin, where the Gemara continues discussing the Mishnah of the previous daf. That is our Mishnayos. We're talking about Eilu Metzias, those objects which Harei Shalai that you could keep, or those that Chayav L'Hacharis, or those that Lo Yiga you shouldn't touch. So our Mishnah spoke about the differences that certain places, depending where it is or what type it is, what the halacha is going to be. So the Mishnah said, because L'Chadish regarding a new wall, it depends where it is, what the halacha is going to be. If it's from halfwards of the wall towards the outside, then the one who finds it could keep it, as we'd explained, because then we assume that it's from the person that's in Rishus HaRabim, and therefore that person long time ago gave up on it. However, if it's from halfwards towards the inside of the place, which is towards the homeowner's part of the wall, then the halacha is that it's the owner's, because he's the one that lives there, and therefore you have to return it to him. So now Gemara discusses regarding this halacha. The Gemara says, Amar Vashi. Vashi said, Sakina, regarding a knife, and that is which is found in one of the holes in the wall, here it has a unique halacha. Although up until now we said, which was related to the Mishnah, again, that if it's halfwards to the outside, we said, since it was rusty, they gave up on it long time ago. Whereas over here, it's towards the inside of the wall. We say that it's from the homeowners, and you have to give it back to him. Regarding a knife, Basar Kata, the way we define what the halacha is, you go after the handle. That is, if the handle is facing inward, then you say the people that live in the house, they put it there into the hole of the wall. Therefore, you have to return it to them. If the handle is facing the outside part, then you say the people in Rishus HaRab, in the public area, which is where this wall is facing, they put it there. And then the halacha is going to be based on that. Similar, like we said, then it would be Harei Ushalai. Similar that to this, Ravashi says, the kisa and the purse, basar shenatzeh goes according to the straps. The strap of the purse is how you hold on to it. If you find that inside the holes of the wall, then if the straps are facing inward, then you say it was the homeowners and therefore you have to return to them. If it was facing outside, then you would say from the people that were Rishus HaRabim, again, it would have this similar type of halachas related to that, if the person could take it or not. But then the Gemara asks, Veil Masnitin Dekatani, so it's very understood what Ravashi is saying. But then our Mishnah that learned, which is what we just quoted before, Michetzei Ulechot Shaloi, that is from halfwards of the wall towards the outside, then who one who finds it could keep it, because it's probably someone that was walking with Rishus HaRabim and long time forgot about it. Whereas Michetzei Ulefnim Shal Baal HaBayis is from halfwards towards the inside of the house, this wall of the house that's facing out inward to the house. Then we said it's the homeowners and you have to return it to him. But then the question becomes, according to Rav Ashi just said, Velechsi, let's look. If the handle is facing inward, if the handle is facing outward. Similarly, if the straps of the purse are inward, if the straps are toward the outward. Why do we say depending where it is in the wall? That shouldn't make a difference. It should make a difference which way the handle is. That should define for us what the halacha is. Now that the Gemara answers, you're right. That's in Ravashi's cases of a knife and a purse. Masnina, our Mishnah is talking about Be'udra, which Rashi translates as muchin, which are some type of soft fabrics, vinascha, and a bar of silver. Now, these two things, like something if you take just a wad of cotton, for example, where these things do not have a handle, or if let's say you take a bar of silver, it's a bar. There's no way to show which one is the place where you would be holding it as you put it in. Therefore, that halacha of Rashi doesn't apply. For that halacha, it will depend where in the wall it is to show, was it from the outside or was it from the inside. But you're right, if there's a handle, if it's like a knife or the purse, then yeah, it wouldn't make a difference if it's an inward or an outward. It would depend which way the handle is facing. So related to this, the Gemara brings Tana, we learned in the Braisa, what's the halacha if the entire wall, the width of the wall is taken up by that object, it takes up that whole entire width, then what's the halacha? Because we just said that depending if it's in the half inward or half outward, let's say it's in both halves. On that, the Braisa says, chol, can you split it? To which the Gemara asks, pshita. It's pretty obvious. Here you can't say it's inward or outward, so then you'd split it half inward, half outward. On that, the Gemara says, loy tzricha, we needed to tell you a chiddush of the mishapa. We're talking about that the wall is slanted b'chad gisa on one side. Now, ma'udetema, I would have thought to say that it really started off in the half, let's say it was inward or outward, that was the higher one. But ishtapuch ishtapuch. But what happened was is that it slid down to the lower part, and now it's filled up the whole thing. But really, it started off just on the side that was the one that was higher up. And therefore, you would think that that's the one you would give it to if, let's say, it was slanted inward. So therefore, it probably started out in Rishus HaRabim, and now it went down to the width of the entire wall, but really started upward. Kamash Bulan, that's where the Chiddush of the Brisa tells you that, no, if you find it in the entire width, then Halach is Chalkin, even though it's a slanty wall and it could have started up on the higher half, doesn't make a difference. If you, where you find it is in the whole width, you're going to split it. Now the Gemara continues discussing a Mishnah that said regarding finding something's in the wall, we said, but if let's say this house, which we were talking about the wall of the house, which was facing the Rosh Hashanah, and we said depending, if it's old walls, we said it's always going to be the one who finds it could keep it. A new wall, we said halfward inward is the homeowners, halfward outside is whoever finds it. Then the Brisa said, if the home was actually rented out, then the even if you find it in the house itself, not even in the wall, it's the one who finds it, he can keep it because you don't know whose it is because it's constantly rented out. And then the Gemara asks about Mai. Why is that? Why do you say that you could keep it because you don't know whose it was? Lezel Boza Basra, you should go after the last one that was there. In other words, what's the difference, like we say, when you find it in someone's home? It's obviously the homeowner's, you can't take his object. So too, the last one that rented it should get it. As the Gemara brings, Milay Tanan, didn't we learn the Mishnah Masech Tishkolim, which the Gemara quotes this whole Mishnah, and which will illustrate this halacha that we go after the last one in certain types of instances, which would include our halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah Tishkolim says, Mo'isha Nimtzu, regarding monies that were found, so it depends where in Yerushalayim it was found. Lifnei Seichri Behema, if it was found in front of those merchants that sell the animals in Yerushalayim, then Li'olam, then the halacha will always be the same, whether it was during the Yom Tovim or whether it was not during the Yom Tovim. Then Meiser, those monies will have a halachic status of Meiser. And the reason is, as Rashi explains, because most of the meat that's eaten in Yerushalayim is Meiser, and therefore if you're finding money in front of the animals which are purchased, then you say that this money is probably Meiser money. Because most of the people that come to Yerushalayim, they can't exhaust all the Meiser money that they have to eat up on time in Yerushalayim. So therefore, when they're going back home, they can't take their Meiser money with them. So they leave their Meiser money for the poor people of the city or for their friends, the people that hosted them. Now, most of the expenses of the Meiser money are used to purchase animals to bring as a carbon shlam, as the Gemara teaches them, from Shamsham, Meiser from Shlamim. Therefore, most of the Meiser money is used to purchase shlam, and most of the animals that are being bought with Meiser money, because the people that are there that bring their Meiser money, and there's so much of that being brought to Yerushalayim, and they can't finish it. So everybody throughout the year is that the poor people and the hosts are using it to buy it. So therefore, that money in front of those who sell the animals will always have a loch of Meiser. Baharabayis, monies that are found on the Temple Mount on which the Beis Hamikdash is on, then chulin, those money will have halacha of chulin even during Yom Tov, which again, during Yom Tov, although people bring most of their money in the city at that time, during Yom Tov is Meiser money, because those who are do Alila regularly come up to Yerushalayim, when do they have time to come up to Yerushalayim to bring their Meiser money? They bring it on the Yom Tov to eat it. However, the reason why in Harabayis, even on Yom Tov time, we're going to say that it'll have halacha of chulin, of not being of Meiser, is because the majority of the year is not forfeited for the sake of the Yom Tov itself. Rather, we say that it probably fell before the Yom Tov because we go statistically after the Rav, and most of the year is not Yom Tov, which most of the year monies of people in Yerushalayim is not necessarily going to be Meiser money. And therefore, we say that this money was Chulin money even on Yom Tov because that's the majority of the year. However, in Yerushalayim, regarding the rest of the marketplaces, they're not in front of those who sell animals. Those who sell animals will always have a lach of Meiser. But in Yerushalayim, it depends. The rest of the year, we say that the money is unconsecrated, because most of the money in the city is going to be chulin. We only say by those which are being bought to buy animals, but everyone else's money is not Meiser. B'shasar regal, however, during the Yom Tov itself, hakol Meiser, then we say all the monies are Meiser, because most of the money in the city at that time is Meiser, because you have all this influx of people bringing their Meiser money and they're using it to buy stuff. So then we say that the money that was probably found throughout Yerushalayim is Meiser money. Now, V'amir B'shemayir Bar-Zi'ira, in explanation of this Mishnah Masechet Shkalim, he says, my timer, what's the reason that in Yerushalayim, during the Yom Tov, we say that it has Aloch of Meiser, and we don't say that it fell before the Yom Tov, just like we say regarding the Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount? And that is, we had three different cases we spoke about. We spoke about those who sell the animals, they were always going to say it's Meiser, because whether Yom Tov or not Yom Tov, people that are purchasing animals are buying it for shlam, that are generally from this mass amount of Meiser money that's there throughout the entire year. Then we said Har HaBayis. We said no matter when you find it, it's going to be not Meiser money, because we say we go after the majority of the year, and the majority of the year is not Meiser money. Yom Tov, they have, but still, who said it fell today? Maybe it fell yesterday, maybe it fell a week ago, and therefore the majority of the year is telling us there's not. But then Yerushalayim, we said, that on Yom Tov, it will be considered as Meiser money, only the rest of the year not. Why on Yom Tov? Is it different than Har Abayis, that on Yom Tov in Yerushalayim we're going to say that it is considered Meiser money? On Har Abayis we do not, because the majority of the year is not Meiser. On that he said, Hayil v'shukei Yerushalayim asuyin lehiskabed b'chol yom. The reason is, because since the marketplaces of Jerusalem tend to get cleaned every single day, and therefore, if it fell from before the Yom Tov, those who sweep the streets, those who clean up the marketplaces, would have already found it. However, on Har Abayis, on the Temple Mount, where they don't have to clean every day, and hence they do not clean every day, because there's no mud and dirt that's over there for two reasons. Because since it's slanty, it's a temple, it's a mountain, that's why it's called Har Habayis, it's a har. And also because people don't come there with their shoes and their dust that's on their feet, because they're not allowed to, it's usr. So therefore it's not so dirty, and therefore they do not clean it every day. And therefore, in Har Habayis, where they don't clean so often, so it could have fell today, it could have fell a week ago, it could have fell a month ago, and therefore we say that it probably was from before Yom Tov, because that's the majority of the year. But in Yerushalayim, we say that it probably fell today, because it was cleaned yesterday and was probably found. Hence, if it's on Yom Tov, then we say it's Meiser, because the majority of the money is Meiser. If it was not during Yom Tov, then we say it's Chulin, because the majority of that time is Chulin. On that, the Gemara says, conclusively, Alma, so we see, regarding something that tends to get cleaned, Amrinan Kamoy, Kamoy Azli, we say what was there before is already gone. These are later things. That's what we see from Yerushalayim, that every day we say was from today, not from the day before, because it was cleaned. If so, this is the conclusion of the Gemara's question. Hachinami, regarding over here by our Mishnah, that generally when someone rents a house, or someone rents a room, when he leaves, he checks all the corners, he takes everything that he sees, checks under the bed, and he goes out. So therefore we should say, Kama Kama Azl, who was here first, that was already gone, v'hani debasu, and therefore this is from the last ones. And therefore, when they find it, the later ones, they should say that it was from the last one that was there, because it was from the first ones, then the later one would already found it. So the question becomes, regarding this person that finds it, why we're saying that they don't know whose it is? It should be just like when you find it at someone's house, we know whose it is. It's from the last one that was here, because this is something that a room tends to get cleaned, people take all their stuff, and therefore we know that it's from the last one, just like we say by Yerushalayim, it's from the last one, which was during this day, not from the day before. So why is the halacha Rei Yerushalayim? You should have to return it to the last one that was there. And that the Gemara brings, Amar Shlakish Meshum Ba'Kapara, Kegoyin She'asoy Punduk. You're right. If it was talking about that one or two people rented the apartment and they were the last ones there, you would have to return to them, because it most definitely fell from them. It's not like we're not sure who it fell from. But what we're talking about over here is like some place where he makes his house like an inn, where people come there and they stay there and they sleep over there one day or 2 days. It's not that someone rents it for himself. And therefore, it was an inn, l'shleishi Yisrael, for three Jews at one time. Something like a hostel where just people are constantly, they're coming there at the same time that they joined together in the room. And as Rashi says, this halacha would apply most definitely if it was three non-Jews too. However, what we're saying is that even if it's three Jewish people, the one whom it fell from would be Miyash, because no one knows who to go ahead and return it to, because no one knows whose it is. If it was, again, a person rented the apartment for himself, so then yes, it would be from the last one. But here it's like an inn where people come and go, and there was three people at the same time, then the person is Miyayis, because now we don't know whom it fell from to return it to. But that, the Gemara says, based on this answer, Resh Lakish, Shma Mino, we could infer from this, we could hear from this, which was a question that was brought previously in the Gemara, five questions regarding a certain halacha of Bishim bin Elazar, and it was inconclusive. On that, the Gemara says, we should learn from this that halacha of Bishim bin Elazar, halacha falls of Bishim bin Elazar, afilo b'rev Yisrael, even when the majority of the people are Yisrael, that a person still tends to be Miyayish, and that he's not going to rely that they're going to return it to him. And the reason is because our Mishnah does not differentiate whether this object that's being found over here has a simon or not. We said this halacha, that if it's a house that's rented out, which we're explaining now means to say it's like an inn, that people come together and they share a room, and then we said if it's three people, then the person's Miyayish because he doesn't know. Well, that's just like Rav Shimon Elazar's halacha, where we said that when there's many people, even if the people are Jewish, that was a question if he said it like that, and then even if he said it like, is the halacha like him? Here we see clearly from this interpretation of the Mishnah that the halacha does follow like Reb Shimon Lassa, that even if the majority of the people, even when you have a siman, but if there's a lot of people and they're Yisrael, that then the halacha would be harei ushalai because the person is meyayish. And therefore the Gemara says, Elo Amar of Menashe by Yaakov, that, no, I could tell you, explain the case of the Mishnah, which it would not be conclusive to explain that the halacha would follow like Reb Shimon Laza, even if something has a siman, that harei ushalai when there's a Ruban Yisrael, rather, kigayin sha'asai pundik l'shleisha of the kachavim. Similar to the Teretz before, but not that we're talking about that there were three Jewish people, but rather that there were three non-Jewish people. And as Rashi explains, we didn't really have to say that it was talking about three non-Jewish people. Rather, because the Teretz before said it was talking about three Jewish people, so we said also over here it's talking about three non-Jewish people. But the truth would be, even if it was one. But the most important factor is, as long as he was the last one there, then the halacha is going to be that then you don't have to return it, because, as you said, yes, the last one that was there is the most important one. But who was the last one over here? It was a non-Jewish person. And therefore, everyone gives up hope already, because since it was a non-Jew there, no one's going to get back who was there before. And therefore, we say that, who did it fall from? It fell from a non-Jew, and therefore, you don't have to return it. Rav Nachman Amar, Rabbi Bar Avua, he says that afila tema l'shleish Yisrael. You could even say, like Rish Lakish said in the name of Bar Kapara, that it was three Jewish people. And yet still, you won't prove conclusively from here that the halacha follows like Reb Shimon Laza. Why not? Because when do the Rabbanan argue on Reb Shimon Laza? And they say that when it falls, b'makam of a rabbi metuyim sham, that you still have to return it if there's a simon. It's only if it fell in what's called a makam sharab metuyim sham, which is a lot of people, where you don't know everyone there, and the one who loses it, he thinks and tells himself, he says, look, the one who's going to find it is not going to know who it fell from. But when it's going to come to Yom Tov, when they used to announce things, he's going to announce it, and I'm going to give a siman because it has a siman, and then I'm going to take it. So that's essentially what the halacha is, like the Rabbanan. However, over here, my timer, what's the reason that the one who finds it can keep it? Chayrit sounds like the case of when there's a Yisrael, and it has a siman, and yet still we're saying that the one who finds it could keep it. But why is that? Even if there's a lot of people, the Rabbanan say, who we want to say that this could be going like, not like Reb Shimon Laza, that if it has a siman, that he's not meyayish, and you do have to return it. So why over here do we say that the one who finds it could keep it? And that the Gemara says, Hahu de nafal mene meyayish, because in this case, the one whom it fell from, he is meyayish when we're talking about three Jewish people who rented a room together. Again, that was the two different terutz. And we said either it's talking about three Jewish people who rented a room, or three non-Jewish, which we said is not necessarily three, but when it was a non-Jewish renting it, because they didn't want this proof from there that it's halacha like Reb Shimon Laza. Now the Gemara is saying you could even say it's talking about three Jewish people, and yet still it's not going to prove it, because the person would be miyayish. Now why would it be miyayish when he's not miyayish when there's a thousand Jewish people? Because Meima Amr, he says like this, Mechti, let's see, he tells himself, Inna shachrinu lahave bahadi elahani. There was no one else with me in this room besides these two other people. Now Amri kamaya kamni zimni lahadri. I told him many times to please return it to me because I checked all over. It's not here. Obviously, one of these took it to me, but none, they have yet to return it to me. Now they're going to return it to me? If they intended to return it to me, they would have returned it to me. But obviously, the fact that why they didn't return it to me is obviously they intend to steal it from me, and therefore he's meyayish, and that's when the one who finds it can keep it, because by the fact that there were three is worse than then when there's a lot of people. So again, that's what he's answering. He's saying, look, you could say it's three Yisraelim and still not prove that halacha is like Reb Shimon Elazar by even Reb Yisrael, to that. That's why you have to go ahead and say a different teretz that it's talking about three Akum. No, it's three Yisraelim. Now, why the one who finds could keep it if there's a siman? Because he gives up hope because he realizes it's got to be one of these two people. And I'm saying, I don't know where it is, and please return it to me, and no one's returning it to me. So that's why he is meyayish. But when there's a lot of people, a thousand of people, he doesn't know to go and find out by everyone and say he's not returning to him. He's going to wait till they find it and then return it, because he's expecting someone to return something with a siman. Then he's not meyayish, and that would be the halacha. But here it's worse because it's only two other people, and they're not returning it to him. That's why he's meyayish, and that's one who finds it could keep it. And the Gemara brings Va'azda Rav Nachman Tameh, and Rav Nachman happens to be Lashitasa, according to his opinion that he mentions elsewhere, that he's meyayish. It's almost worse when there's only two other people. The Amr Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman said, Ra'a Sela, if someone sees a coin, we continue on to Amid Beis, Shenofel Mishnayim, that fell from two people. You're walking in the street, you see two people, and between them, you don't know who it fell from, but you see a coin that dropped. And that the halacha is chayav lahachzer. Rav Nachman says, you have to return it to them. Now, my timer. What's the reason why you have to return? Generally, we say when monies are found, you don't have to return it. So the reason is because hahu dinofel minei lo miayish, the one whom the coin fell from, he does not give up hope. Because meim amr, he says, mechti, let's see. Inna shachrinu lahavi behado ye lahai. He doesn't realize it fell from his pocket. He thinks maybe someone took it. So he says, there was no one with me besides this other person. Now, nekidna lev amin, I'm going to grab a hold of him. I'm going to tell him, look, and antu de shakalte, you took it from me. And therefore, as Rashi explains, he's going to say, I want you to swear to me, which is called the Shavuos Heses, a rabbinic oath that you're allowed to do when you're definite that someone took your money from you. And he's not going to give up hope when he checks and he doesn't find it. Although generally we say when money's fall, we say right away you could keep it. Because the person's constantly checking his pocket. And when he realizes he doesn't have it on him, by the time you got to the coin to take it, he was already miyayish. But here he's not going to be miyayish. Because when he checks and he realizes he doesn't have it, he says, oh my, he pickpocketed me. The only other person was him. So therefore, when this person picks up the coin, it came to him before yish. And halacha is like a baya by yish loy midas, that it's loy have a yish. Although essentially it really is yish, because when he finds out that the one next to him really didn't take it, and he goes to Bezdin and he swears, look, I didn't take it, he's going to realize, oh my, it probably fell. So that's, yes, retroactively, he's going to be miyayish. It's yish loy midas. He would be miyayish if he knew. But we hold like a baya that yish loy midas is not yish. And therefore, right now, when he checks his pockets, and he realizes it's not there, there is no yish, because he thinks it's from his partner, and he's going to make him swear. That's why when you find it from two people, you have to return it, because when you're getting it, there's no yish at this point. However, b'shleisha, when you see three people walking, and then you see a coin drop from the three of them, and that Rav Nachman says, ein chayav lahachzer. And this is what we said, Rav Nachman's l'shitasei, as he used to explain the case of our Mishnah. Now, my time, what's the reason? Because ahu d'nafel minei vad miyayish. In this case, the one that it fell from will definitely be miyayish, like the case in our Mishnah when three people were renting a room together. Because Meima Amr, he says like this. He goes, mechti, let's see. Trei havabadoi, there were only two people with me. Idna kitna lahai, if I'm going to grab hold of one person. Amar leishakalti, he's going to say, I didn't take it. Vidna kitna lahai, if I'm going to grab the other person. Amar leishakalti, he's also going to say, I didn't take it. And as Rashi says in this case, when there's two people, you cannot make each one swear a Shavuos Heses because it's only a claim of Shema, of maybe. Because I don't know that it's for sure him. I know it's got to be one of these two people, but you don't know for sure that it's him. On that, the halacha is you don't have to swear a Shavuos Heses on the taina of Shema, of a maybe. Only those which are brought in the Mishnah, Masechta Shavuos, that they have to swear even without a taina. And if you're going to ask that, but when this person picked it up, it came to his hand before Yish, because it just dropped from the person, and the halacha is like a baya, like we just mentioned before, by Yal Kagam, that yish lo midas lo have a yish, and that Rashi explains that's not true. By the time you're going to get to the coin, as Rabbi Yitzchak said in the previous daf, adam osi lemashmesh bekisa and daf chaf alef amabez, that a person is constantly checking his pocket. So no matter how quick you get to the coin that dropped from them, he already checked his pocket, he already realized what happened, and he already figured, I'm not going to be able to get it from them. And he was already miyayish because he already realized he's missing it. And that, what am I going to do? If there's one person, I'd be able to make him swear. If there's two people, I'm not going to be able to make him swear. I'm stuck. Forget about it. It's a lost case. And that's why Rav Nachman says, when it falls from three people, you can keep it. And that's exactly what explains in our Mishnah. Even if it's Shleisha Yisraelim, that's worse than when there's a Rabbim of Yisraelim. Even the Rabbanan who say that if there's a Siman and it falls, B'makam Shrab Metzuyim Sham, that you have to return it if it has a Siman, and you don't say that is Miyayish, would agree in this case when there's only three people and there's two other people and they realize he's not going to be able to get them to admit that then the person's Miyayish and Harei Lushalai. Now, Amar Rava. Rava qualifies this halacha that we just said. Hada Amr, this that Rav Nachman said, B'shloisha ein echayv lahachzer, if it falls from three people, then you don't have to return it. Lo yamaren, this wasn't said, elo de lesbe shava pruta l'cholchad v'chad. Only if the amount of this coin was not enough that each person of these three people will have a pruta's worth of it. In other words, it wasn't worth this coin, at least three prutas. Then we said that if it falls from three people, then the one who finds it could keep it. Aval iis be shava pruta l'cholchad v'chad, but if there would be enough, that is, this coin is worth at least three prutas, that each person would be able to have a share of a prutas worth in this coin, then chayav lahachzer. Then you would have to return it. So the Gemara says, my time, or what's the reason? Didn't we just explain that whoever fell from is going to be Meyayish? Because who's he going to say? You took it? What do you mean? There's him. How do you know it's me? And each person, so he's going to be Meyayish. And that Rav Rava says, because Eimer Shutvinini. How do you know that it's one person that owned the coin? We could say that they were partners in this coin. Maybe it was a coin they're going to the fear, and they're all partners in this monies that they're going with. And that they believe each other. And each one is not suspected by his friend regarding his portion, because they're all partners in the same money. And therefore, when he checks his pocket, he checks his wallet, and he finds the money's not there, v'loy miyayishu, then he's not going to give up hope, because he's going to say, one of my partners definitely found this money, and just to play a joke on me, to bother me, he's being quiet, but really he knows that he has the money, and that's why he's not saying anything. So therefore, it comes out, when this person who picked up the monies when it fell from these three people, he picked it up before Yish. In other words, although you're right, this is a Yish loy midas, that because if he knew really that his partner didn't have it and it really fell from him, some random person picked it up, he would be miyayish. But right now, he thinks that his partner has it, so he's not being miyayish. That's called Yish loy midas. And that we hold Allah is like a bai, that's not called Yish. And therefore, although this coin is something that does not have a simon, you have to return it, because ultimately, at this point, he wasn't miyayish yet. However, if this coin did not have three prudas worth in it, then either way you look at it, Rashi explains, then you would not have to return it. Because if they're partners, these three people in this coin, then there's no chiv of Hashavas Aveda at all, because Hashavas Aveda is only something that's worth a pruta. And if you have three people partners in a coin less than three prutas, then there's not a pruta's worth for each person to return. And if you say that it's one person's, or even that two people are partners in it, but not all three, then they give up hope. And that's why you could keep it, because they're miyayish, because they say, oh, our friend, this guy is the ganav, and now he's going to deny, and he'll say, no, I didn't take it. What do you mean? You two are partners? You're a crook. Your partner stole it from you. Nothing to do with me. And therefore, they're not going to be able to prove that he's the one that took it. And therefore, when there's less than three prudas worth in it, then that's where Rav Nachman's halacha applies. Then we say, either way, if they're partners, then there's no chiv of hashava at all, because it's less than a pruta. And if they're not all partners, then they're going to be miyayish, because they're going to say, well, how are we going to prove who's the one that took it? That's the first version of Rava's statement. Ikadami, that those that say that Amar Rava, Rava said as follows, Afagav de les be'ele shava shtei prutas. That even if it's not worth, in the first version he said, if it's worth at least three prutas, you have to return it, because we said maybe they're partners. The second version says, even if it's only worth two prutas, chayv l'hachzer, still you would have to return it. Now, my time, what's the reason? That's really difficult, because as we said, that if it's only worth two prutas, then either way, m'man of shach, you're not going to have to return it. And that the halacha is, eimer shutvinin, because again, we could say that they're partners, and they believe each other, and they don't suspect one another, and therefore, when this one found it, it was coming to his hand before Yish, because there's an obligation in something that's worth a shavapruta. Now, how's it worth a shavapruta? There's three partners in less than, in let's say, two prutas worth. But we could say that one of the three partners was Meichel. He gave it as, he gifted it, his part, his share in that coin to the partner. Therefore, it could be that each one has a pruta's worth. And that's why, although there's three partners, it's only two ones that have value in the coin, and that's what it would be, a chiv of a shava. So there's two components. One, that you need that they're partners to say that they're not suspected about each other. He's not going to suspect them because they're all partners together. That helps regarding the fact that they're not going to suspect, and therefore he's not going to be miyayish. However, regarding the problem of then, but then if they're partners, then there's no chiv of a shava because they're worth less than the pruta. And that we said that no, because he gave as a matana, he's meichle to the other ones. And therefore, each one will have a value of a shava pruta, because only being shared by two people, the value in the coin. And therefore, there would be a chiv. That's why Rabbi says, even if it's worth at least two prutas, we could still say that maybe there is a chiv of shava, and therefore one would have to return it in that case. Now, the Gemara brings other qualifications of Rava and the halachas of Hashavas Aveda and the different mitzvahs that go into it. And that is, as the Gemara will illustrate, that there are three different mitzvahs in the Torah that go into finding a lost object and to return it or not, and depending on the case, which Isurim you're going to violate. V'amar Rava, and Rava said, Ru'os Selesh Anafla, if someone sees a coin that fell down. So the first case he talks about is, Not L'lefnei Yish, if let's say the person took it before the person was Meyayish, for example, as Rashi says, he got it so fast that even the person didn't get a chance to check his pockets, which is, then he would already be Meyayish, so he took it before the person gave up hope. amanas legoiza, with the intention to steal it. He saw it, he quickly grabbed it. But the person wasn't meyayish yet, so there was still a chiv to return it. But he said, you know what? Wow, look at that bill. And he took it and put it in his pocket to steal it. On that, Rava says, oivri bekulin, you're oivri on all three of the isurim that apply. First of all, mishum le'sigzal, because of the prohibition of not to rob. Second of all, umishum hashiv teshivim, because of the obligation that there is to return a lost item. And third of all, mishum le'sucha le'salam, because of the prohibition of that you're not allowed to hide from the object of to go ahead and return it to the person. And here you did all three. You robbed, you didn't return it, and you turned a blind eye from returning. Now, Rava says even more. He says, and even after, which was maybe just a few minutes later when the person realized he doesn't have it anymore, because he checks his pocket very often, and he goes, oh my, forget it, I'm never going to get that money, how am I going to find it? And then the person, like a half hour later, the one who stole it, goes, what am I doing? I have to return it to him. So even if he returns it after the person meyayish, doesn't make a difference. Matanahu diyavli, essentially what he's giving him is a gift, because that person already gave up hope. So therefore it's already hefker, it's not his anymore. Now what you would be returning to him is not even his, you'd be giving him a gift. And the isser that you did, you're not undoing it. You're not doing hashav teshivim now. You're not undoing leisuch leshalam. You're not undoing leisigzel. You might be doing hashav es agzela. You might be returning what's rightfully that person's thing, but you're not undoing the isser. It's not like there was no isser done. The isser was still done. However, a second case the Rebbe talks about is not lelifnei yish. Let's say he took it before yish, but amanas lachzira, with the noble and the altruistic purpose of saying, I want to return it to the person. He saw it, fell quickly, he went to go get it, and he just had to take care of something, I'm going to go return it to him. Ula acha yish niskaven legeizla. But then he saw the person like a 10 yards down, 10 feet down, he sees the person, checks his pocket, sees he doesn't have it anymore, and the person's miyayish right away because it's money and there's no simon. And then the person sees, he says he gave up, you know what, I should keep it. Why should I return it to him? Look how much money it is. What's the halacha over there? Aiver mishum hashav teshivim. There he's only violating the isser of the chiv to return something. As Rashi explains, because there's no isser le'sigzel. Because le'sigzel is only when you take an item. When you're taking it, if you're taking it to remove it from someone else's property for yourself, that's le'sigzel. And that wasn't over here, because when he took it, it was with the intention to return it. He's also not violating the isra of leisuch lesalim, that you're not allowed to turn the blind eye from returning something, because that only applies by someone that turns a blind eye and he doesn't involve himself to return something that was lost. However, here, when he's taking it with the intention to return it, so that was negates, that neutralizes, that takes care of the problem of leisuch lesalim, because he didn't turn the blind eye, he took it to return it. However, now that after the person gave up hope, he intends to steal it, that, as we said, that won't be leisuch lesalim, but that's going to be a problem of hashiv teshivim, because that is a chiv incumbent upon a person from the second he picks it up until he actually returns it. So though when he picked it up, he did it with the noble intention of returning it, he wasn't over on leisigzel, and you can't be over in passive way once you have it already, and he's also not violating leisuch lesalim, because again, when he did pick it up, he did not turn the blind eye, but hashiv teshivim, to ultimately return it, that he didn't do, that he is violating. Finally, a third case that Rava talks about, himtinla. If let's say he waited, that is, at the time that he saw the person that it fell from him, he waited. And he knew that the person is going to give up hope. So he waits. He doesn't pick it up. He doesn't go ahead quickly to return it. Until the Baila Mamar Yaish. He sees like, 10 yards down, he sees the person realize it's not on him and he gives up hope. And now he scoops in to take it. In that case, he's only violating the prohibition of that you're not allowed to hide your eye from returning it, because here he did turn a blind eye from returning it. And that is because he's not stealing it, because when he ultimately takes it, the person was already miyayish, it's already ownerless. And he's also not violating the chiv of hashiv teshivim, because that's only if when you picked it up, it's his item to have to return it. It's not his item when you picked it up. But you are violating leisuch lesalam, because there was something that was an opportunity to return someone's lost item because he wasn't meyayish yet, but you didn't. You waited till he was meyayish and then you picked it up to take it. That's violating leisuch lesalam, but not the other isurim. Amar Rava. Rava says, Haiman de chazi de nafal zuzi mechavri bechalsa. Rava says a different halacha regarding hashavas aveda. He says if someone sees a coin that falls from his friend between the sand. In other words, it falls into the sand. And he finds it and he takes it. He doesn't have to return it to his friend. Now, my tema, what's the reason? And that the Gemara says, Hahu dinafel mine miyayishu, because the one that it fell from is miyayish, sand. Go ahead and find something in sand. It's impossible. And therefore, you could keep it, he's miyayish already when it fell in from that moment. Now, Rava says even more so. He says, Avagav de chazye, even though you later see him, the icy arbalo become arbal, he's taking a sieve and he's sifting. What do you mean he gave up hope? Look at him. He's sifting, he's looking for it. So obviously, he didn't give up, and therefore, oh, he wasn't miyayish, I have to return it to him. And that, Rava says, no. Because it's only that Mei Ma'amar, he's telling himself, Ki heicha d'nafel mini didi, just like something fell from me, hachi nafel mina shachrina, it probably fell from someone else also over here and he couldn't find it. U'mishkach nimi, I'll find something. He definitely gave up in finding his thing. Although he's searching and it's showing that he didn't give up, he gave up. But he's saying, hey, let me find someone else's. And if he's coming back with a metal detector, it's not that he's looking for his own thing, he'll find something else because tons of people lose some things in the sand. But this, that you found his coin, you could definitely keep it because he definitely gave up hope. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on this theme of this parak of mitzias of found items. So now the Mishnah talks about specifically regarding going into a designated place. For example, matzah b'chanus. If you go into a store and you find something there, halacha is harei elu shaloi. The one who finds it could keep it. And as Rashi explains, we're talking about someone that doesn't have a simon. And therefore, the one that it fell from is miyayish, because everyone comes in, there's tons of people, and there's no simon. How's he going to go ahead and find it? He definitely gives up losing hope, like something that doesn't have a simon. However, bin hateva, if it's found between the box, which is basically like the counter where the cash register is, where the owner goes ahead and he sits in front of that box, and he's constantly taking from there and putting things over there, and he puts his money in the cash register, and he sells things from that box. So if you find it between that box, Ulechenveni and the storekeeper himself, then Shalchenveni, then it's definitely that money was from the storekeeper himself, because he's constantly putting money into that box, and whatever monies are falling from there, it's only falling from the steep storekeeper, and therefore the halacha is that you have to return it to the Chenveni, to the store owner. Now, that's what regarding a different case. Lifnei Shulchani, in front of, literally, it means the person of the table. And that means it was a money changer. That a money changer, he would go ahead and have a table, and he would switch money, and he would give the coins, and people would give him certain larger bills, and he would give them the smaller coins. He would change it for them. Now, this was all done on the table that's in front of him. And everyone's putting down their monies. He's putting money, they're putting money. So if you find money in front of the shulchan, in front of this person, in front of the money changer, the halacha is harei elu shaloi, whoever finds it could keep it, because we say, the majority of the people is not the money changers. There's tons of people coming in here with money. We say it probably fell from those that are coming there. And the reason is because we have the table that separates between the shulchani and the monies that were found. And if it was found from the shulchani, if it was the money changer's money, it would have been found between himself and between his stool that holds up the table that the monies are on top of. And from the fact that it's not between him and that table, then we say that it's probably from all the other people, and that person's miyayish because there's tons of people and there's no simon money, and therefore hari elu shalai. However, bein hakisei ula shulchani, if it's between the stool of which the table rests on and the money changer himself, then it's similar to like the case of the store owner, hari elu shal shulchani, then it belongs to the money changer, and if you find it there, you have to turn it to him. Now, the Mishnah talks about halakech peris mechaveroi. If someone purchases produce from his friend, which the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the case is talking about, or if his friend sends him produce, and he finds money inside of them, that person could keep it, as the Gemara will explain why that is. However, if what was found inside of it was bundled up, where that's a simon, either the bundle that was in or the amount that's inside of it, then you go ahead and you have to announce it. You cannot keep what you found. Now the Gemara explains, Amar Belazar. Belazar says regarding one of the halachas mentioned in our Mishnah of the shulchani, of the money changer, he says, "Afilu munochen al gabi shulchan." This halacha that we said, that if you find it in front of the money changer, you could keep it, because there's all these people that have money. That's even if you find it on the table of the money changer itself. To which the Gemara asks, in our Mishnah we said, "Tnan." We said, "Lefnei shulchani." If you find the money in front of the money changer, harei elu shalai, that you could keep. Now, the inference is, the diak is, ha al gabi shulchan de shulchani, but if it was on top of the table, not in front of him, then it would belong to the money changer. However, the Gemara says, Eim seifa. Look at the end of that, where the Mishnah tells us, Bein ha-kisei ul-shulchan, if it's between the stool, which means what holds up the table, and the money changer himself, then shal shulchanei. Then we said it belongs to the money changer, because he's the only one that's over there. Now, the inference on that is, ha-gabi shulchan, but if it's on the table itself, not between him and the table, but on the table itself, then shalai, then it would be the one who finds it. So that contradicts. So the Gemara says that obviously from here we can't infer either way because each inference is saying the exact opposite. So we just keep the halacha as it is. It's not clear from our Mishnah what would the halacha be on the table. It doesn't support, but it doesn't contradict the halacha that Rebbe Elazar said. But then the Gemara asks, okay, but Rebbe Elazar haminale, where does he know this from? That on top of the table, the one who finds it can keep it. Where does he know this from? It's not clear from our Mishnah. So Rava says 2 points why Rebbe Elazar said that on the table, whoever finds it could keep it. Because Masnitin Kashi say, our Mishnah's terminology, the words that are used, bothered Rebbe Elazar to say that the halacha is going to be as he said. Because my irid tani, why is it that the Tana, when he said the Mishnah, he said, Bein hakisei l'shulchani, that when it's between the table, that is the stool that holds up the table and the money changer, that shall shulchani, that then it belongs to the money changer. Listening al, and the word the Bach puts in as al gabi shulchan, he should say that when it's found on top of the table, that then it's going to be the money changer's, and most definitely when it's between the stool, the table itself, and him, that it's going to be his. So from the fact that it doesn't say that, it sounds like only between him and the table, then it's the money changer. But on the table itself, where everyone puts their money down, there's no saying that it's the money changers. We say it's probably the majority of the people, which are the people coming in, and they're miyayish because it's money without a simon, and therefore the one who finds it on the table, he could keep it. That's one reason. Inami, another reason Rava says why Rebbe Elazar said this, is because the Reisha should have said, when we were talking about the cases of when you find it in front of the money changer, that you could keep it, it should have said, Matzah b'shulchanos. When you find it in the money changer's area, kediktani reisha, just like we said regarding the first case in our Mishnah, which we said matzah b'chanus, when you find it in the store, then we said shalai. So it should have said the same thing. It shouldn't have said that you find it lifnei ha-shulchani, that you find it in front of the money changer, just like it doesn't say lifnei ha-chanus. It says you find it in the store, you could keep it. And then we said, but if you find it between him and the table that it works on, that then the store owner gets to keep it. So why don't we keep the same uniform statement regarding the case of the shulchani? It should have said, if you find it b'shulchanos, then you could keep it. So from there we could infer, we could hear, that from the fact that the Mishnah used the term lefnei ha-shulchani, in front of the money changer, sounds like even on the table that's in front of him. Even if you find it on the table in front of him, it's going to be the one that finds it. He could keep it, again, from the fact that it doesn't say, as we just said, the same terminology that it says by the Reisha. You found it in the store, it should say Shulchanos. It uses a different term, Lefnei HaShulchani. And from the fact that it could have said the biggest Chiddush regarding when it is the Shulchanis, not just between him and the table, it should have said on the table itself. Obviously, on the table, Hareil Shalai, whoever finds it could keep it, and that's what Rebbe Elazar said regarding the Salacha of the Shulchani. Then the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah that said, Halakeach Peris Mechaveire V'chulu. If someone purchases produce from his friend and he finds money inside of it, he could keep it. Amr Shlakish Meshur Mebianai. He says, Loi Shanu, we didn't learn this Halacha of our Mishnah, that Hareil Shalai. Ella, that's only talking about, we continue the top of Chavzayim and Aleph, B'lekeach Menatagar. When you purchased it from a merchant, and that is the person that you're buying from, your friend, he also purchased it from many different hands. Now, we don't know who is the one that put the monies inside this produce. And therefore, since there's no simon, the original owner was Meyayish because he doesn't know where it went. It's passing many hands. It goes from the grower to the wholesaler to the retailer to as many different people in between. That's why we said if you find monies inside, you can keep it. But if you purchase it from the homeowner himself, he's the one that has the plantation and you bought from him. Then you have to return it to him because then he knows, you know who it's from, and therefore you would have to return it to him. And the Gemara says, so too is learned this price in front of Rav Nachman. The Leishanu, we didn't learn this halacha that you could keep it. Only if it's purchased from a merchant. But if you bought it from the homeowner himself, the one who grows this produce, then it's obviously from him, and therefore you have to return to him. But that the Gemara asks, Rav Nachman said to him, what do you mean? How do you know even in that case? Do you think the homeowner himself, he goes and threshes the produce? In other words, he's not threshing it. he has so many workers that are doing the work, and therefore you still don't know who it fell from. You don't know who put it inside of it. It's passing many hands, even in his own area. So how can you say that's the homeowners? Say whoever it is that put it in there, maybe it was one of the workers. He was working, he didn't know what to do with his money, he stuck it in over there, and again, you don't know, and therefore he's meyayish, so why do you have to return it to the homeowner? That also, he responded to him, this Tana that was teaching this in front of Rav Nachman, says, Isamye, should I erase this Brisa from my teachings that I have, this Brisa? You know, because it's right, it sounds like it's a good question. How do you know it's the homeowners? So Amalei, Rav Nachman told him, Loi, don't erase it, but the Targum Masnitin, you should interpret this Brisa, Kegoyin Shadoshin, that we're talking about, when did we say that it's from the homeowner? You have to return it to him, that it's talking that he threshed it, that all the workers, while he did Avdei V'Shevcha Sekenanim, it was being done by his male and female servants, with their, what is theirs is his, hence there is no one that it was from, besides the Balabais, who owns everything over here, and therefore again, if you bought it from the Balabais, even if we're talking about that it doesn't have a simen, because we said in our Mishnah, if it has a simen, then you would have to announce it, because whoever it was along the chain would have a simen, but this that we said by money that does not have a simen, that you don't have to return it, when we told about it, there was only by a tagger, by a merchant, because there's many different people, and you don't know who it was from, and there the person's miyayish. But here, where there's only one person, because his workers were kananim, and whatever, Masha Kana Ever, Kana Rabbi, it's all his, therefore the halacha would be then in that case, that you would have to announce it, you would have to return it to the homeowner, even though the money has no sin.